Real Farno.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Charlie Zono, the best boxer in the world. How you guys doing? But yeah, look, this is a huge deal. Not just a big deal, but a huge deal. I asked out Kim Kardashian on a worldwide platform, on television. It's going to be on TV. I just talked to my people. I actually texted them. And I said, please, if possible. Because I don't know, October, November, they said, but I said, please. I would literally, like, beg them. I'm like, please, October 21. That's Kim Kardashian's birthday. She's going to be 39. I don't care. She's fucking, she looks like she's 25, man. And I said, please, if possible, the TV interview drops that day. If no matter what day it drops, it could be October 26th, it could be whenever, literally whenever, 2020 at the latest. But once this thing happens, it already happened. I'm saying that, like, it takes time, man. This is, you don't understand. Look, everybody know, I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody. I'm just saying it takes time. This woman has four kids with some crazy fucking chump R&B singer. Yes, I said R&B singer. I don't think you, whatever, washed up rapper, whatever, Kanye West, yeah. I'll knock that guy out cold with one punch. He obviously doesn't want to see me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he's been threatening other people, but when every time I ask his wife out, he's quiet because he knows I'm a real fighter and he knows I'll fucking literally fucking replace his jaw from his face. But I won't even have to do that. If I have to, I will, but I don't even think I have to, because look, once this interview drops, I want to do it on her birthday. And when she sees that, if she doesn't guilt me, then I have to move on for like forever. Because that's why I said, all my great boxing fans, look, man, I got mad respect for all y'all, but listen to me. Listen, I got this. It's different now. It's different now. I knocked so many people out that they're like, even though like most of the majority did not want to recognize me, they knew I'm the best fighter, but they didn't want to like acknowledge it. But now they acknowledge it, man. But it's not even now on a TV platform. Kim Kardashian loves TV, mainstream. Well, guess what? I went her route. She's gonna see it no matter what. I mean, like, she sees my YouTube video, she's gonna see this. Everybody's gonna see it. It's not just gonna be on some local television. No. This is gonna be worldwide, bro. Yeah. Oh yeah. She'll see it. She'll probably ask her mom for advice or something. I don't know, but. Look, I don't know what's in the girl's mind, but I'm telling you this right now, just a prediction. It's not illegal to make predictions. I'm gonna get Kim Kardashian, and it will be this year. Yeah, this year, January at the latest. January, yeah. Right before Valentine's Day. No, I don't want to wait that long. But hey, you know what? I've been married. They asked me about my ex-wife too, Daria, and they're like, "Oh, do you plan to get back with her?" And I'm like, "Not really." And all these, you know, delusional haters that think like, "Oh, Charlie's still like for Daria," I use her as an example, like, you know. But if I really wanted Daria back, don't you think I'd be in Ukraine right now? Like, yeah, I know it's hard for me to travel, but I still go there, and you know, and yeah, you get it, yeah. So, but no, man, like, I'm in L.A. right now, and Kim's in L.A., and, you know, I know she's married and kids. I mean, kids, four kids, nice try. I live by a daycare center. They got 100, I have to deal, 100 kids always, you know, they're nice. I love kids, man. They always yell my name. They're like, Charlie, you know, like, literally fucking 3-4-year-olds. They're like, well, I live next to the daycare, and then they always see me, and, you know, they're like, so, yeah, I'm a vicious fucking boxer, but if Kim K says yes, when she sees this, she will reply, trust me. Those people that I talked to, they know, they interviewed her too before. So she'll reply. If she says yes, I said if, then that's a life changer, bro, for her and for me. But you know, like, yeah, wow, holy shit. You know, yeah, I've been some comments, you know, fans saying, oh, come on, man, you can get better and all this. You know, look, what if I don't want better, all right? What if I just want Kim? How about that? I give her more attention than her own fucking husband, man. The husband, she's given all that to Kanye West. Well, you know what? Things will change in October, man, November. I texted them today, my people, and I said, like, if possible, please drop it on her birthday, literally, October 21. That way she sees it, and she can make her decision if she wants to, you know, stay with her current husband, and or Charlie's on us, you know, so. I don't know what she was going to say, but if I had to bet on it, I would bet that I think I'll get her, yeah. Because it's just the interview I did is just way too big time. It's just like, come on. I mean, no girl would say no to that. I mean, even if she's married with fucking 10 kids, it doesn't matter. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. And if I don't get her, then I'll get another girl. But I really, really have faith that I will do it, man. I know you'd be like, you people like boxing fans, like you probably don't really care about it that much. You probably like think like, ah, Charlie, that's your personal life. But man, I just gotta let y'all know. But yeah. Next fight, well, I don't know, man. I just beat Isaiah, man. The combination punching was phenomenal. It's gonna be hard to duplicate that. I mean, the next fight is gonna be a one hitter quitter to the fucking face. I mean, I'm calling it right now, 305. But y'all asked for combination punching. To be honest, I think one hitter quitters are better. But I showed my full arsenal that you know, I can do both. I can, you know, do combination punching. I can fucking, yeah, volume punching. One hitter quitters, pot shot, master boxer. I mean, that was a master boxer performance, and I knocked him out. Master boxer Charlie Zelenov, and number one pound for pound in the world, 304-0, undefeated. Boxrec.com is a joke. By the way, I was watching HBO. I was watching some like movie on HBO, and let me tell you, man, HBO is an amazing channel, man. Now that HBO quote unquote boxing is gone, fuck. No, I'm being serious. I mean, they got some good movies on there. I never had anything against the channel. I just mainstream boxing is a fraud. Yes, I went mainstream for Kim Kardashian, like to make an interview and all that. Like, but mainstream boxing? Oh hell no, those guys will never get a Joe to do for me, never. When I punched Barbosa in the face, this guy quit. When I punched Deontay Wilder, his head nearly flew off. These guys are not in my fucking league, man. That's it. Not in my league, man. Charlie Zelenov, number one, pound for pound. 304-0. 304 wins, 0 losses, man. And, like, I'm speechless. That's a lot of wins, man. That is a lot of fucking wins. I mean, I just went outside and, you know, I checked, you know, champ got a check, you know, any intruders out there. I knocked everyone out. I'm sure there's a lot more opponents coming up, but not right now. I think right now I got to focus more on this, you know. The interview that I did, I mean, October, November, I fucking hate waiting. I hate waiting so much, but for Kim Kardashian, hey, man, like I said, I even told her in the description, before I give up on you, one last shot, and I'm going to tell you all right now. You know, I'm a boxer. One last shot. I mean, I don't think it's a long shot. Most people think it's a long shot. But I honestly, truly believe in my heart that I have a puncher's chance to land Kim Kardashian as my girlfriend this year, once this interview drops on television. Charlie Zelenov, number one, pound for pound, undefeated. 304 tried. 304 failed.